everybody, and welcome to another episode of Between the Lines. I'm your host, Richard, and we are brought to you by Kearney County Library. And in today's community calendar, we are going to be covering the week of November 15th. We'll be starting off with the library. The library will be closed this Wednesday, November 18th, from 12 to 1 p.m. for a staff board luncheon. So be sure you mark your calendars on that so you know that we're not going to be open during that time. Also this week is Read to Preschoolers Week. So the librarians will be out to our local school districts. We'll be on Deerfield on Monday, and then on Tuesday and Wednesday we'll be at the Lake and Gray School. So thank you to those schools for participating with us again this year. For the Deerfield calendar for the school system, on the 16th is the first day of the high school basketball practice. I'm sure the high schoolers are eager for that. And we have the middle school basketball game at Syracuse at 4 p.m. On the 17th, remember, there's going to be junior class rings at noon, so be prepared for that. Then on Thursday the 19th, the middle school girls basketball game will be against Holcomb, and it will be at 4:30 p.m. For the Lakin School District, on the 16th, it's the first day of practice for winter sports. For the middle school basketball team, they're playing Sacred Heart at 4:30 p.m. here in Lakin. Then on Tuesday the 17th, the high school Scholars Bowl will be at Leota at 4 p.m. Then we jump to the 19th. On that Thursday, we have another middle school basketball game here versus Leota at 4:30 p.m. And then on the 20th, if anybody is wanting to go to the high school football substate, it will be that day. For the Kearney County Health Department, they're wanting to do another reminder for everybody that they are having their annual Christmas basket sign up. The application process will begin November 17th. There are a few requirements. You must present IDs for everyone listed on the sheet. For children, it may be their shot record. Income for everyone listed, which can include pay stubs, and proof of residency that shows physical address, for instance, your city bill. The STAR program is for children 12 and under. They will receive a gift along with a food basket. This program is income-based and sponsored by the Ministerial Alliance. Happy holidays from the Kearney County Health Department. For the Lake and Recreation Commission, they're starting their week off right on the 15th with co-ed volleyball at 5 p.m. On Monday the 16th, we have Incenity at 5:30 a.m., water aerobics at 6 p.m. at the pool, and Payo at 6 p.m. On Tuesday, we have Payo Live at 5:30 a.m. Insanity is at 5:30 p.m. that day, and water aerobics again at the pool at 6 p.m. On the 18th, which is Wednesday, Insanity is at 5:30 a.m. again, and then there's sewing at 1 p.m. On Thursday the 19th, Payo Live is at 5:30 a.m., Insanity is at 5:15 p.m., and Water Aerobics will have another session at 6 p.m. at the pool, and Payo is at 6 p.m. On Friday the 20th, Payo Live is at 5:30 a.m., Bridge at 1 p.m., and the youth basketball registration deadline is that day on the 20th, so be sure to remember that. For the Kearney County FSA updates, they want to remind everybody that, again, the 2015 election is here, and this provides farmers and ranchers the opportunity to run for and be elected to represent producers in their community as an elected member of their local FSA County Committee. All farmers and ranchers are encouraged to participate in the nomination and election process. For the 2015 election period, ballots will be mailed to eligible voters in the local administrative area holding the election beginning November 9th. All ballots must be returned to the Kearney County FSA office by close of business December 7th. Then the ballots will be counted on December 8th at 9 a.m. Some dates they want you to remember is that on the 15th, which is Sunday, the acreage reporting deadline for perennial forages is due. On the 20th, which is Friday, that is the extended deadline for dairy margin protection program. And then also the 20th is also the ranking period ends for CRP grasslands initiative. So be sure to mark those dates on your calendar. For the Kearney County Senior Center for the week of the 15th, on Monday the 16th at 10 a.m., they have PATH exercise. And then on Tuesday the 17th, they have yoga at 10, coffee at 8 a.m. So if you'd like to go and visit with friends, meet new friends, be sure to stop by. And then from 1 to 3, the Kansas Veterans Affairs will be at the library to see area veterans. On Wednesday the 18th, They are having coffee again at 8, path exercises at 10 a.m., and then meal site will be at noon that day. And the meal that they will be having is tailgate chili, toppings bar, yellow buns, and sherbet. So if you're interested in that, be sure to swing by. And then after school, they will begin their after school 4-H. On Thursday the 19th, they have coffee again at 8 a.m., yoga at 10, and then they have general games that you can come down and participate in at 1 p.m. On the 20th, they have a painting class with the Bob Ross technique. This does have a cost in it. It's a $10 cost. The cost is for the lunch and the supplies that you will be using. It starts at 9 in the morning and goes to 1 o'clock. The coffee is again going to meet at 8 a.m. right before the painting class. At 10 o'clock, they're going to be going to Garden City for shopping. Also at 10, they have their path exercises. And then at 1, they will be having card games. So if you enjoy card games, you can sneak down to the Kearney County Senior Center and have fun with that. For the Kearney County Chamber of Commerce, they want to make everybody aware that in the Thursday edition of the Lake and Independent, be sure to pick that up. For details on their holiday shopping $500 giveaway, so be sure to pick up the Lake and Independent that day to find out details about that program for the Kearney County Chamber of Commerce. With the Kearney County Hospital, on November 16th, they will be having a town hall meeting in Deerfield at 6 p.m. at Chachi's. And then on November 19th, which is the Thursday, they will be at Lakin. And then again, it will be at 6 p.m. and it will be in the Kearney County Hospital Classroom A1. The Kearney County Hospital also wants everybody to know that the 2015 childbirth education class schedule is being set for November 16th and 17th. The classes will begin at 6:30 p.m. and run to 9 p.m. Topics to include autonomy, physiology, terminology, true labor versus false labor, birth center process, variations in labor and birth, baby care basics, breastfeeding, bottle feeding, tour of the birth center, after delivery care, and pain relief options in labor. So if you're interested in this, for registration, contact Becky Chappell, the registered nurse, at 620-355-7112 at extension 1521. Again, that is Becky Chappell at 355-7112, extension 1521, if you wish to register for the childbirth education classes. For the Lakin United Methodist Church, again, on Monday, the 16th, they have Men's Emmaus at 6 a.m., Women's Emmaus at 5 p.m., and After Church Choir Study is at 6:30 p.m. And then on every Wednesday, which this Wednesday would be the 18th, they have Praise Team Practice at 6:15 p.m., and Choir Practice starts at 7 p.m. Also on the 15th, which is the Sunday coming, they have Alpha Omega at 7 p.m. All youth grades 7 through 12 are welcome. And then on November 18th, they have the United Methodist Women are meeting at 5:30 p.m. There's going to be a home canning workshop, which is a program provided by the Kearney County Extension. It's going to be Saturday, November 21st at 10 a.m. at the Kearney County Fairgrounds. Registration is $12. And there are limited registrations, so you need to RSVP to the Kearney County Extension office by Thursday, November 19th. And their number is 355-6551. And you'll be learning the basics and safety of water bath canning. And you will have the opportunity to process garden products and take home a couple of jars to show off. So again, if you're interested in that workshop, contact the Kearney County Extension office by Thursday. The number is 355-6551. And the county wants to remind everybody that with winter coming on, designated winter storm shelters for the two different communities. For Lakin, it is the Kearney County Senior Center, and it is located at 301 North Kansas Street. In Deerfield, it's the Deerfield Community Center, which is located at 609 North Main Street. So if those are going to be in need, those are the two shelters that are available. The Lakin Gun Club will have their annual membership drive and turkey shoot November 21st. That is a Saturday at 6 p.m., so if you're interested in attending, make sure you mark that on your calendar. They are going to be giving away two guns, one for an adult and one for a youth, so be sure all you hunters to make a stop out there and join the Lakin Gun Club. Again, we'd like to thank everybody for contributing to the community calendar. We hope everybody's been enjoying the programs that all the entities within the county is providing for our residents. We hope everybody out there has a good day, and we will see you the next time. For Kearney County Library, I'm Richard.
For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.